Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. I'd like to read two verses at the outset of our study today and let you determine the word that we're going to look at. In Romans chapter 8, verse 15, Paul writes and says, "For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." Then in Ephesians 1, verse 5, Paul says, "Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself according to the good pleasure of His will." Did you notice in both of those verses, both penned by the Spirit through Paul, that he uses the word adoption to describe our relationship to the Heavenly Father? And in looking at this passage, you know, I've known people in the past who read these two verses and they begin to fret. And when you ask them why, they will say, well, because Paul uses the word adoption. And in their mind, when they think of the word adoption, to them it signifies something less than a real, genuine child-parent relationship. And so they say, well, if we've only been adopted to God, then somehow how we are not really children of God. But that is to fail to understand the word that Paul uses and the reason that Paul uses that particular terminology. As a matter of fact, the word that Paul uses actually means literally a son placing. More especially, it had in mind a ceremony. He's drawing off of the Roman usage of the word. In the original usage of the word, a child would come to age, would be of teenage years, and a formal ceremony would be thrown for that child in which all the rights of sonship would be bestowed upon him. And that particular child would then be considered a genuine son, a real son or daughter of that particular family. And all of the debts that that child or person may have had in the past, they would be canceled out. That person was really genuinely a son. And so an adopted son, in essence, becomes a brand new person. He has all the rights of a son. He has all the debts canceled. And Paul draws off of that terminology, off of that word picture, to show our relationship to the Father in the sense that we are new people. In Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, Paul writes and says, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Now, obviously, Paul is emphasizing that before baptism, there is no new life. The old man of sin is alive. We bury that old man of sin. We crucify him. The affection, the lust, all those things are crucified, and a brand new person comes forth. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. While he's not necessarily talking about adoption in that passage, it's only just a few chapters removed from where Paul does talk about adoption. He certainly has in mind the process whereby we undertake the position of being a new man with God. So, does this mean that we have adoption in every sense of the word? Are we really genuinely a child of the Father? Well, certainly that's the case. In fact, in Ephesians 1 verse 5, where we began our reading for this particular segment, Paul says that God foreordained that this relationship should exist between us and the Father. And according to James chapter 1, verse 18, we learn on another wise that we are begotten by the word of truth. And so while we are adopted into the family of God, we are certainly begotten into the family of God. Both of those senses are showing the uniqueness of our relationship to our Heavenly Father. We're still begotten, even though we are the adopted sons and daughters of God. You know, I know several people in my own family who have been adopted. And were you to ask them about their relationship to their father or to their mother, they would not express anything other than, "This is my mother, this is my father." If you were to ask my mom about her relationship to her mother, that would be her mother. There's no doubt, there's nothing other than the fact that this is her mom, that was my grandmother. Because even though she was adopted, that was a relationship that existed in every bit as genuine a fashion as if she had been genuinely born in that relationship. And so when you look at the Bible and some people say, well, you know, we're something less than the sons and daughters of God because we are adopted. No. It really means that we are the sons and daughters of God genuinely speaking. Not only are we begotten into that relationship, but Paul's use of the word adoption shows that there's a uniqueness. Now, a new man exists. There's been a change of status with that individual so that now we have all of our former debts canceled and we stand as new people with God our Father. Adoption. That's been our word for the day. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.